Hey, everybody.
We're here.
It's Tuesday, right? Yeah. For a second, I thought it was Tuesday. Wednesday, but I guess not.
Yeah, got a good, some announcements, got a bunch of gifts, got Pookie stories, and then we got to talk about this Korean flick that we saw.
Anthology series, I guess you would call it. What do you want to do first?
I'll tell this cat story.
Yeah, this is pretty funny, you guys. I know you guys love the Pookie stories.
Yeah. So I get up this morning and as I'm taking a shower, I can see our walk-in closet from the inside of the shower. You know, it's got the little glass fucking walls to the shower. So I'm looking, and Pookie's fucking looking around the corner, fucking calling me, and then running back into the closet, calling me, and then running back in the closet,
like, meow, meow,
trying
meow,
to show
meow,
me something.
Meow,
so I'm
meow,
like,
meow.
I bet you there's a lizard in the fucking closet.
Or a bug or something.
Yeah, or something. She doesn't get excited about bugs. It's a lizard, usually. So I go in there, you know, after drying off, and she's fucking pointing. She's pointing somewhere, you know. I don't see anything there, but she's beep, 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 beep. Something's there,
yeah,
something's there.
Kinda.
And I'm going, I don't see it, you know. I don't see it. So that shit went on a long time.
Yeah, because I came back from my walk, too, and she was still doing it. She's, like, running around there going, Mom, Mom,
Yeah,
Mom,
and she's
Mom.
Going to pointing towards random things in the fucking walk-in closet, going, it's here, it's here, it's here. And I was like, man, this fucking cat drives me crazy. So I finally get dressed, and fucking Jenny goes, there it is, I see it. And up on the wall was a fucking huge fucking
tree frog.
Yeah.
And it was in the closet, like up on the window.
Yeah. And the problem with the tree frogs is that the air conditioning kills them.
Well, yeah, they dry out.
They dry out. They get kind of fucking bluish colored, you know? So I get a fucking stool and reach up there and fucking grab the frog, and it's struggling a little bit. It didn't even try to jump, and that's how fucking cold it was.
Yeah, it's like, it's freezing in here, help me.
I took it outside, you know, and as soon as it hit that hot air, it started getting more lively.
Oh, he was all right?
Yeah, and then I put him on the outside of the glass, sliding glass door, and as I took my hand off of him, it was like his skin fell off, but it wasn't. It was that, you know, that fucking... That slime that they
exude, yeah.
That's why he looks so blue.
Yeah.
That shit had changed color. Well, it fell off. It was just like a black film on him. I had to wash my hands.
Grody.
But he lived. But the thing is, this fucking funniest thing about cats is they don't have any eye-hand coordination. They don't understand how hands work. They'll see you pick something up, and they don't understand that you have it.
That you took it.
And that you put it somewhere. Because she kept running right back to the closet. It's in here somewhere. And she saw me grab it.
Yeah.
And put it outside.
Because she was supervising the whole episode.
Supervised that whole shit.
I mean, it was hours. Because the thing is, I got up really early. Like, I got up at 6:30, like, to go out for my walk, like usual. And it was still kind of dark.
Yeah.
And she was like... me, and like I was going out the door of the bedroom, and she kept trying to like pull me back in, like me, like this way, and I'm like, what's the matter with you, Pookie? Are you out of treats or something? So like, and I saw she still had treats and stuff, and I'm like, well, I gotta go, whatever. And then when I came back, like you said, there's gotta be something in the closet, because she's like wigging out. And then I took a shower and I went in there, and she did the same thing to me. She was like, kept running up, and she was trying to like jump up on all the shelving and stuff. She's like,
Yeah.
And she was like running around in circles.
It's in here.
There's nothing in here. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And she was just like wigging
it's
out. It was
hilarious.
Like, yeah, it was so
funny. Yeah, but the funny thing is she can see you pick it up with your hand and put it outside, and all that shit goes out the window. She goes right back to the last place she saw it and goes, it's here somewhere.
You guys need to get
it.
You just take care of this. There's a monster in the closet. Take care of this issue right now. It's like before I saw the frog, I was like, is there, you know, I was like, is Timmy down the well? What's the matter, Pookie?
Yeah, looks like everybody's in here. All the regulars are in here. Okay, let me see. I got something in the mail today.
Yeah.
One of the best movies of that year. If you guys haven't seen this yet, you need to see this.
Yeah,
I got that bitch on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
I love it.
He ordered that.
I plugged the fuck out of this movie. And I got Vivarium. That's also starring that little fucking crazy fucker, too. What's his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get Vivarium yet, but yeah, we got
If you like Cobra Kai or fucking Karate Kid or any of those old fucking hokey fucking martial arts movies, you got to see this one. Because this one's realistic. All
right. Man, I can't wait till the next season of Cobra
Kai. This is realistic. All right. This movie reminds me so much of fucking Ninja Jim.
Ninja Jim.
Yeah, that character right there, Eisenberg's basically playing Ninja Jim. But Ninja Jim thought he was mad. Ninja Jim was this dude.
But he thought,
but he thought he was Mad Max. Thought he was Mad Max, but he was actually this dude. Fucking, this is a good movie, man.
It is, yeah.
And I think it was kind of loosely based off of fucking the Black Dragon Fighting Society, aka Count Dante's Dojo. That you saw the ads for in the back of the fucking comic books back in the 70s.
Yeah, we talked about him on the Bullshito
show. Yeah, on Bullshito. All right. But this is fucking an excellent, excellent flick. I also got Vivarium coming. That'll be here tomorrow.
Jenny, I loved that movie.
Yeah, it's Vivarium's good. Jenny got a bunch of fucking
I got some more movies from Louie. I think he's in the little chat comments there. Hernandez. So thank you very much,
he's Louie an Eagle Warrior, a Jaguar Warrior. Hernandez.
Check this out. I'm very excited about these. Well, I mean, I'm not excited about all the ones he sends, but I'm particularly excited about these because, look, this is the Frank Langella Dracula. The one with that super creepy scene of, like, fucking Mina in the mine. Because Mina gets turned into a vampire instead of Lucy for some reason in this one. And also, he sent Heat, which is a great fucking movie. And I haven't seen that in a really long time, so I'm very, very excited. So thank you very much for that, Louie.
Yeah.
Also, this is hilarious. Remember on the others, I can't remember what show it was, but I said something about waffle fries. And then Ken, one of our fans, said something about, like, making waffle fries or something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, they actually make, like, a machine that can make waffle fries. And today I opened a package from Ken.
Yeah.
And look.
Waffle fries. I forgot how to use it.
He has sent me a multifunctional vegetable grater with which you may make waffle fries, among other things.
Yeah.
If you so desire. So thank you very much, Ken. We will actually definitely
use it. Yeah, I'll use it.
Yeah, because we have lots of vegetables that we need to grate.
Mango's saying he's going to fucking stream this on my recommendation. You're going to like that movie, Mango.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good movie.
It's a weird movie. I like that.
Yeah. Just, if you, like I said, if you like Cobra Kai, if you like those, if you like those martial arts movies, this is kind of like an homage to it, but it's a lot more realistic, and it's kind of modeled after fucking Count Dante from the Black Dragon Society. You'll see. You'll like it. It's good. Real good. And it is a comedy, but it's, I would call it a very black comedy.
It's a black comedy.
Yeah.
It's like a very understated kind of. I mean, I thought it was hilarious, but I love dark comedy.
But you know what's funny is that it doesn't, what I really liked about the movie is it's funny as fuck, but it does not really ridicule martial arts or the whole concept of self-defense. In fact, the way it ends, it actually kind of saves the honor of fucking concepts like dojos and stuff.
Yeah.
You'll see what I'm talking about when you watch a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to talk about this movie anthology kind of thing?
Saw a Korean anthology.
Yeah, this is from South Korea. Actually, I saw that Netflix added it. I think they added it at the end of August. And I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting. But I saw that it was a series, so I didn't review it because I thought to myself, oh, it's like I don't really have time like to binge that like for one of the shows. But then I found out that the episodes themselves are only like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, so there was 8 episodes. I think the last episode was the longest, and that was 15 minutes. So you can pretty much watch the whole season in less than an hour, which we did.
You know how I've been griping on earlier shows and said some of these low-budget movies are just too fucking long. It's all fucking filler. You have a very jaded audience. They know what these stories are. If it's not action-packed, if it's not wall-to-wall entertainment or something, it just can't compete with modern devices like fucking tablets and shit. That's why I liked Blood Machines a lot. It was short, very intense, got right down to the point. It kept you in the movie. This is the ultimate manifestation of what I'm talking about.
It's almost like 8 chapters of flash fiction.
Yeah. Each one's an individual story, trimmed down to the fucking bare bones, and each one's a fucking thrilling short ride in horror. That's all it is. And that's all you need. If you ask me, if I wanted to make an hour-long movie, if I make an hour-and-a-half-long movie, I'd take a cue from this and put like 7 stories in that shit. Have each
one. We'll make like an anthology.
Like an anthology and have like 7 stories and each one about 10 minutes long. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's really how to do it, if you ask me.
The interesting thing about this, it's called Goedam. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Which apparently means urban ghost story or urban legend. So what this is, it's basically 8 separate episodes that each focus on a particular like Korean urban legend or bit of folklore. Now, the interesting thing, I think, as far as I can determine, that the all of the episodes were directed by the same person, but they're not, it's not like 8 chapters in a single story. It's basically just like 8 short stories. Some of them interact, like some of them have the same characters in them, or it's the same setting. Like 2 or 3 of them were set in the same school and like had 1 or 2 of the characters like in the background. So it's almost kind of like they're happening at the same time, but they're not really all that related. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, this was actually pretty good. Like some of them are better than others, but you're always going to get that. So the 8 episodes were called Crack. That was the first one. These are very much in the line of, you know, Asian horror, where almost all the ghosts are like, you know, the creepy girls with the long black hair, like hanging in front of their face. And I think only 1 or 2 of them didn't have that. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's very gory. There's a lot of gore. There's a lot of good practical effects. The CGI is, you know, not fantastic, but it's passable. But I liked that it was like really bloody and it got to the point and everything like that. So the first one, Crack, I think is only 5 minutes long. It's basically just like, you know, a ghost in the bathroom, like school bathroom type of story. The second one is called Destination, which was basically like Taxi Driver Encounters spirit type of story. Special Guest was one that was about, that was the one that was about the girl that was like, she was like a YouTube type celebrity or whatever. And she was like trying to get all these points or something like that, like while she was streaming. And then like weird shit started happening like behind her, like poltergeist type shit. So that one was pretty cute. Curiosity, I think, was one that was also set in the same school. I think that had to do with like some kind of like girl that turned into a monster type of thing, like that was coming out crawling after that. I think I remember that one the least. Red Shoes, again, is kind of another one that was linked to the other ones, where it was just like about a girl at the same school as some of the other characters and some of the other shorts who had been hit by a bus or hit by a train or something like that and had her legs all fucked up. The sixth one, Dimension, was actually my favorite. And from the smattering of reviews I read, other people that reviewed it, this seems to be like a pretty clear favorite. This was the one, and I've actually heard this urban legend. I don't know if it's an urban legend in the US widely as well, but it's a pretty wide one in Asia, I guess, where there's supposedly like, if you get in an elevator and you like go to like a certain number of floors, like in a certain order, like you have to push the buttons in a certain order, whatever, it'll take you like to another dimension. So that was, so that story was kind of focusing on that. And I really, really liked that one because that one had really cool, it was really, really gory and it was really creepy. It had like some creepy kind of imagery to it. Reminded me a little bit, if you guys have seen the movie called The Eye, I think it's a Thai movie. They made an American remake, but I don't think it was that good. And there was like a really, really creepy scene that happens in an elevator in it with like an old man in pajamas. And it's like really, really traumatizing. So this kind of reminded me of that a little bit. So I liked that one like the best.
The whole anthology is very fucking filler free, soy free, just fucking get to the fucking point, show us some fucking horror stuff. That's what I really liked about this whole.
Yeah, it's like it didn't go a lot into like characterization or something. It's just like a situation.
Yeah,
like you're just introduced to a couple of characters, and then like a minute in, like bad shit starts happening.
Yeah, and it's very very action oriented. It's not dialogue oriented. I don't speak a lick of fucking Korean, and really it doesn't matter what they say. The subtitles are plenty, and they don't say much. It's just, you know what I mean? Fucking
yeah. Yeah,
you could take the subtitle. You could take the subtitles away and understand and enjoy the whole movie.
Yeah, you don't really need.
You don't need to know.
You don't really need to know.
You don't even need the
subtitles. I mean, it probably helps a little bit, maybe, like if you
in
are
a couple of them.
Are if you're familiar with the urban legend that they're talking about.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think 7 out of 8 of them, you can kind of figure out what the urban legend is because we have one that's similar.
Yeah.
And like I said, the elevator one, I had heard of that. I don't know if it's widespread in the U.S. or not, but I have heard of that.
It's very action, very visual oriented.
Yeah.
It's not dialogue driven, which I like that.
And then the seventh...
And hold on, before... But the reason why I like that, a lot of people are like, oh, it's because you're stupid. No, what it is for me, cinema is a visual medium. You know what I mean? I'm more into fucking showing me stuff. Don't tell me things. If you're gonna tell me something, let's do this in a stage play. That's how I'd prefer the medium to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're making a movie. Make the shit visual.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Yeah. You know?
Otherwise, write a novel.
Yeah, just write a novel, or let's do a play. You know.
Yeah, so the seventh episode, Threshold, this was also a really good one that I liked. This was basically like a family. The mom and the baby like go off somewhere like to visit relatives. The dad is home alone, and she specifically says to the dad, I put that, you know, what do they call it? The little paper thing that's like supposed to be, like supposed to keep bad spirits away or something, like over the doorway, the threshold.
In Japan, Korea, they all
And they're just like, oh, she's like, you better not move that. Don't you dare move it. Yeah. Never move it. And you know, as soon as she leaves, that some bad's going to happen, and he's going to move it, and he's going to get killed by the monster. So it's like I said, none of these are, you know, super plot heavy. You know, it's basically like, you know, a minute in, you get introduced to a character or two characters, and then like a monster attacks. Like pretty much, they're all pretty much like that. Because like I said, there's not. You know, they're like 5 minutes long, 8 minutes long, something like that. So they're very short, very to the point. Like I said, it's like flash fiction. And then the third one, or the eighth one, rather, why'd I say third? I don't know. Which is the last one, is actually the longest. That's 15 minutes. And it's called Birth. This was the weirdest one. And this one, they did kind of explain. They had like some text at the beginning that kind of explained the urban legend a little bit. That said that that there was this shaman, and she was basically like killing children and like eating their souls.
That was a good one.
Or like absorbing their souls or something. Yeah. And the woman that played the shaman in that was like really, she had some really harrowing facial expressions. Yeah. She was like, and she had like these crazy teeth and shit.
Hold on, Louie's in there. Hey, Hernandez, we got she got the movies. I don't know if you were here.
Yeah, I think he was. I think I saw it earlier. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So if you didn't see it, like, thank you very much, because I'm very excited about those two. Yeah. Like I said, I really, really like that version of Dracula, and I haven't seen it in a really long time. But yeah, so, the eighth one was the longest, and that was kind of like, you know, a child murder.
It's a very different tone than Creepshow.
Yeah.
It's just a Korean anthology. It's very has a very Japanese feel to it.
Yeah, it's very Asian horror, like I said. If you've seen like the creepy girls with the long hair and shit, very much like
that. Yeah, I don't know if you were here at the beginning. It's kind of like goes along at the same pace as like maybe Blood Machines. Each little episode is only like 5 to 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Stripped down to bare bones, just visual horror. It's good. There's no filler in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a soy-free product. It gets right down to the to business and shows you some fucking scary shit. That's what it does.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. It was good.
I did, too. Yeah. Like I said, I liked some better than... I think the elevator one, Dimension, and Threshold are my favorites.
They were all good. None of them were bad.
But they
some
were all
better.
Good. Like, none of them were sucky. Yeah, oh, and the taxi one was pretty good, too. Yeah. I liked that one, like, with the creepy girl in the backseat.
The priestess one, the elevator one, the taxi one. I think those were my favorite ones. Those stood out the most. The one with the girl that went to the bathroom, that was pretty interesting.
That was the first one.
The very first one, Yeah,
because there were like several, like half of them were kind of about girls in a school and like bad shit happened to them to school. Those were like less memorable, I guess, because they were kind of all similar.
Same.
So I think the ones that stood out were the ones that kind of like went in a different direction.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It goes by real fast. What was that? That was Netflix?
It was on Netflix.
Netflix.
So that's still there. Like I said, I think they just added it. Yeah. And so I'm glad we actually got around to watching it, because I don't even know why. I don't know. I was like looking for new shit and I was just kind of like, oh, that's a series. That's too bad. But then I was like, I clicked on it anyway. And then I was like, oh, the episodes are only like fucking 5 minutes long. I was like, we can watch that. We watched the whole thing in like less than an hour.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have Netflix, it's definitely worth watching, and it's not a huge time commitment. If you like Asian horror, you'll probably be into it.
Yeah.
All right. So
and, Mango Badger says he's going to go ahead and he's booking his viewing of The Art of Self-Defense. I'm plugging this bitch again. This is one of the better movies, or one of the best movies of that year that came out. In case you guys have missed the beginning, there's a lot of truth in this movie. It might be spiritual truth, but there's a lot of truth to this movie when it comes to self-defense, martial arts, guns, and just human nature. There's a lot of fucking shit to learn in this fucking movie. I love this movie. She loved the movie. I love
this movie too.
I don't know why. Jenny didn't think I was going to like it. When we saw it in the theater.
It just didn't really, when we were watching it, it didn't really seem like your thing. Because normally, like that kind of thing, that's usually my thing. That's not usually your thing.
I was pulled into it, though.
Yeah.
You saw me getting pulled into
that's
it.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what was so like, unusual, because usually that you would hate that kind of movie.
Yeah, well, this dude right here, he's being bullied, and he is so fucking pitiful. That it's, he's so fucking soy that it's disgusting. But they get him to man up. You just got to see it yourself. You just got to see it yourself. If one thing leads to another, and not everything is as it appears. It's a good flick. I can't wait to see it again. I've seen it about 3 times. I'm going to watch this one tonight.
I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Vivarium.
Yeah, Vivarium coming tomorrow.
Because that's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, if you have Netflix and you're into Korean horror, then check this one out.
It says Sensei. Look, it says, they're making fun of Sensei. On the back, it says, in the bonus features, it says, a special message from Sensei. So Sensei gives you a special message.
He's going to tell you that you have to listen to death metal. And that
you must rename your dog.
And that you can't have a wiener dog.
You can't have a wiener dog. You've got to have like a fucking bull mastiff or something like that.
I think it was a German Shepherd he gave him. I can't remember what he
said
made
that
him
dog
get.
Was too fucking effeminate. I was like, yeah, that dog is too effeminate.
Louis says, are you going to watch Ratched on Netflix? I've thought about it. I saw it. I'm looking at it. It looks good.
Which one's Ratched?
That's the one about, is it about Nurse Ratched? That's what I thought just from like glancing it really quick.
I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff I have to watch on Netflix. And like I said, I'm not going to say what it is. And maybe somebody will figure it out. But they added a new movie on there that I just happened to have ordered the book to read for my horror book review show. So I might do the next book review show on that book because I'm almost done with the book, and then I'll watch the movie and then I'll talk about it on the next one, but we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, that ought to close it off for today. I think we could shut it down.
Yeah. Cause I'm really sleepy and I gotta record a show tonight. I gotta do all kind of other shit too.
Yeah, and I'm gonna take a nap.
Lucky.
I'm gonna take an old man nap
so I can stay awake. But yeah, we'll be live streaming again tomorrow, probably do a Sidetracks because I don't think we'll have time to watch a new movie tonight because I gotta record a show. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Thanks for all the presents, thanks for dropping by, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.